Nolte, Hunter Biden pardon catches useless regime media by surprise. By John Nolte on December 2, 2024. Nobody with half a brain believed Joe Biden when he vowed never to pardon his infamous criminal son, Hunter Biden. The very idea was ridiculous. And yet, over and over, the utterly useless American media assured us we had Joe's word as a Biden. And it wasn't only that we had Joe's word as a Biden. Oh, no. The useless media threw Joe's promise not to pardon his criminal son in every Trump supporter's face. Unlike the bad orange man, Joe Biden believes in the rule of law. Joe Biden respects the judicial system. Joe Biden is a protector of democracy. Do an online search. The headlines are a joke. Despite thousands of people who claim to be reporters swarming all over Washington, D.C., every single one was caught off guard. It was Joe Biden who broke the story of Hunter's pardon by releasing the pardon. The timing of the pardon is also notable. It comes before Hunter's sentencing and hours before Joe exits the country for a few days with his numbskull White House press secretary who, just a couple of weeks ago, assured us Hunter would not benefit with a pardon. But keep this in mind. Joe didn't pardon Hunter merely for his gun and tax crimes. Oh, no, Hunter received a pardon for any and all federal crimes he might have committed going back 11 years. This is a blanket pardon. In other words, no matter what federal crimes Hunter might have committed, he cannot be prosecuted. Have you seen the contents of that laptop? The mighty New York Times managed to scrape up an old email from Pete Hegseth's mom and report on it completely out of context, but they missed this one? What, was Maggie Haberman too busy reporting on how Trump stares at her? Where was Politico, still obsessing over the length of Joe's pants? Where was CNN? Let me guess. Jake Tapper was too busy gathering the details to update his reporting on Trump's penis. The regime media has all the time in the world for this. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. The Biden sharp as attack hoax. The Iowa poll hoax. But after slavishly assuring us Joe would never pardon Hunter because Joe said so, they all missed the fact that the most corrupt pardon in presidential history was in the works. I'll ask again, have you seen the contents of that laptop? Back to the timing. Joe obviously wanted to pardon Hunter before his sentencing. This trip to Africa was likely planned in advance to get Joe and his dim-witted press secretary out of the country at the same time. But here's what I'm most curious about. What about Joe Biden? What about Joe's brother James? You see, by pardoning Hunter, Joe made himself and his brother even more vulnerable to prosecution. Because there is no longer any legal jeopardy for Hunter. Hunter cannot plead the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. That means he can be subpoenaed to answer any and all questions about the family business. If he lies, that's perjury. If he refuses to testify, that's also a crime. So, look for Joe to pardon James and possibly even himself just before he exits the Oval Office for the final time on January 20th. Will the media launch a feeding frenzy over this very likely possibility? Or will the media focus on the history of how many scoops of ice cream Trump's cabinet nominees might have ordered for themselves versus their guests? I think we all know the answer to that. Let's not forget who else was caught off guard. Those stupid enough to still get their news from the regime media. In less than a month, the media misinformed their residual customers on two of the biggest stories of the last few years, Trump's comeback and this appalling pardon. Will these residual customers ever get tired of having absolutely no idea what's going on or what will happen? Kamala's in the lead. Joe will never pardon Hunter. The border is secure. Inflation is transitory. Violent crime has decreased. Dummies. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.